Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
We're talking about Everton business matters at the moment with the ESC from the Blue Room EFC. Again, the inside track on some of the financial matters around the football club. Let's focus in on Bramley Moor, Doc. It seems months ago now, Paul, that the club finally came out and said, look, this is going to be the destination for our new home. But it's gone awfully quiet for many fans on that front.
Yeah, it was March the 23rd, I think, that the big announcements were made with the City Council and Peel Holdings, the owners of, or previous owners of Bramley Moor Dock. And yeah, they said that, you know, there would be announcements throughout the summer, there would be engagement between the club and the fans. And that really hasn't happened. Now, that doesn't mean to say that there's not been progress and there's not been activity. All that I understand is that there's been a lot of progress and a lot of activity behind the scenes, but there's not been anything in the public domain. I suspect that if they're going to keep to the schedule that they said they would, which was getting planning permission started, or the process started in early 2018, they're going to have to come out with a public announcement very, very soon. The other factor which to take into account is the club's annual general meeting is going to take place either in late December or early January, probably early January. And it's impossible to believe that there won't be an announcement about the stadium prior to that meeting. I mean, shareholders are not going to go into the meeting not knowing what's happening with the stadium.
What was the programme of events for building the stadium? What do you understand to be the time frame?
Well, in March, the sort of joint announcement from the council and Everton were the planning permission that they would spend the summer engaging with fans, engaging with stakeholders, for want of a better word, looking at the financing options, getting the financing together. There would be an announcement at some point during the year, and then in the early part of 2018, they would go forward for planning permission. Assuming that planning permission was granted fairly quickly, that there's no issues with it, and there shouldn't be any issues, the build process would start. And I think the intention is to be in the stadium to be built and ready for football in the beginning of the 2021-22 season.
And how straightforward a process is the financing element of it?
I think given the nature of the deal that they've put together with the City Council providing a guarantee, it's a fairly simple complex. It's a fairly simple procedure, and I'm not imagining that there will be any great problems. The way the deal is being put together is going to be very attractive to a large number of institutional investors. Institutional investors are banks, life assurance companies, pension funds, people of that nature, because it provides a high level of security. If anything was to go wrong, if Everton were to be relegated, whatever, they could recover the stadium. Either they would own the stadium or the City Council would buy the stadium. The stadium is guaranteed the payments. And, you know, it's a long-term investment. The idea is that it would be paid back over 40 years. Now, that may seem like a huge amount of time for you and me, but for the institutions, that's exactly what they're looking for, something with a high degree of security that's backed by an asset and that has, over a long period of time, a stable and, in fact, a growing income over that period.
Back in March, it would have been unthinkable to actually consider what's happening on the pitch right now, and even the conversations that Everton fans are having about the R word, and you just mentioned relegation there. if the very worst happened, and it happened this season, does that in any way affect the club's plans to build that new stadium at Bramley Moor Dock?
I don't believe it would. The detail is yet to come out. The document that was presented in March made provision for relegation, and that included that the company that collected the rent and paid the rent to the investors, they would have they would receive any parachute payments that Everton Football Club would receive if they were relegated. But yeah, hey, I've been a fan for 54 years, and we're not getting relegated this year.
I like it. You've got to think that way. I mean, but I suppose from their perspective, from the business side of things, they've got to have that conversation as well, haven't they, around the table?
Yeah, and to be fair, there's lots of things in place that would make investors feel fairly, well, not necessarily relaxed, but not so concerned if, you know, the the impossible was to happen. There's the security from the city council. There's the fact that they would own the stadium if Everton, for whatever reason, couldn't pay it. And also, there's Everton have to make a significant rent deposit. People will know if they rent their own, you know, if they rent a house or a flat, you often have to make a rent deposit to cover non-payment of rent. Everton would have to make a significant deposit that would sit in an account that could be used in the event that you know, we couldn't make payments. But, you know, the club's moved on a long way from prior to when Mashiri arrived. You know, the balance sheet is completely clean. There's no external debt. The club has assets in terms of players. So if the worst was to happen, there's plenty of places the club could go to in order to meet their obligations with regards to Bramley Moore. So to answer your question directly, it might make some people slightly uncomfortable, but I think it would still go ahead.
It would still be part of the future. People just want to see a picture, don't they? That they want to see what this new stadium's going to look like. There's been a very high-profile architect working on this for some time. Has anything been leaked of you? I know you mentioned the AGM. Are the final drawings done? Is it your understanding that Everton Stadium, it has been laid out somewhere in some sort of format?
I've never had this confirmed either by somebody in the club or anybody in the city council, but I think that must be pretty close. I believe there was some activity in Finch Farm last week, which might have had some, you know, some drawings or whatever, which related to the stadium. So I think we're at that point where they're done, but they're probably very few people have seen them.
What would you like to see out of it? What would you like it to look like? Or you know, what's your vision, your personal vision for it, Paul?
My personal vision would be to take Goodison and create a modern version of Goodison, not create, you know, a soulless bowl, which, you know, an Emirates Stadium, for example, which, you know, it's very comfortable. There's lots of space. You sit in nice seats and everything else, but it doesn't feel like you're at a football match and, you know, there's very little atmosphere. So I would love them to take, you know, the things which we love about Goodison Park, which is the closeness to the pitch, the fact that the stands are not uniform, so the stadium doesn't look, you know, the same depending upon where you're sitting. And that atmosphere, that sort of, it's very, I guess, this is why we're using somebody like Dan Meiss. It's very difficult to take, you know, 125 years of history and atmosphere and place that in a new building. But I think that's the challenge. Now, he's indicated in social media that, you know, that's the task that he's been given, and that's what he's going to do. So he's going to make the stadium intimidating, in his words, and atmospheric. And if he could achieve that, and I think he's also used the words unique. His concept, he said, I think, would never have been seen before in any football stadium in the world. So he set himself a very high bar. And I guess in the next few weeks, he's going to deliver on that.
And there's been some great examples of how not to do it. Dare I say West Ham, even Spurs playing in Wembley. There's a few pointers there, isn't there, for Everton to look at and to learn from?
Yeah, I think you have to look at the owners of the club, and you have to. You can build a stadium that you know, the fans don't like, that makes the owners of the state of the club extremely wealthy and increases the asset value of the club itself. But I hope and I believe that you know, both Mashiri and the existing board have a slightly different view on that. That they want to retain the connection that it exists between fans, Goodison, and the team, and take that to Bramley Moore. And I think it was interesting, you know, the game against Watford, everybody said afterwards that it was the atmosphere in the ground. That was one of the contributory factors to coming back from, you know, 2-0 down at a time when, you know, we could have turned on the team, but actually we didn't. And the crowd got behind the team in the second half, and, you know, it ended up as a great result. To take that with us would be a fantastic achievement. And I don't really think anybody's done that previously, gone from, you know, an old established ground and managed to take the atmosphere and to take the intensity of Goodison with all of its history, you know, to a new stadium. So if we were to do that as a club, I think that would be yet again, another first for Everton.
Paul, thanks for the insight. It's been great catching up with you.
Pleasure. Anytime.
Thanks a lot. That's Paul. Also, the Esk. He does Everton Business Matters on the Blue Room EFC.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.